I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. President Trump has used words like crisis and invasion to describe the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border. And of course, he's declared a national emergency in order to access funding to build a border wall. But in southern Arizona, one nonprofit group is trying to counter the rhetoric coming from the White House through what could be described as plain old people-to-people contact. Catherine Davis Young has our story.
The border town of Nogales is sometimes referred to as Ambos Nogales, or Both Nogales. That's because part of the community is in Arizona and part is in Sonora, Mexico. The twin towns are divided by a metal wall nearly two stories high, and a few months ago, U.S. military troops added half a dozen rows of razor wire to the barrier. It doesn't look like a tourist attraction, but this is where most tours with the Border Community Alliance begin. The Arizona-based nonprofit offers overnight tours and day trips aimed at counteracting people's fears about the border. The tour groups meet up on the U.S. side. Then it's just a short walk through a metal detector, then a gate, and into Mexico. No one checks your ID. No one asks questions. Alex LaPierre is the Border Community Alliance program director and one of the tour guides. He takes hundreds of Americans each year to see what's really on the other side of the border. Today's tour is for foodies. It's all about Sonoran cuisine.
The act of sitting at a table and breaking bread with someone is almost ritualistic and really kind of promoting good relations. And what's not to like about food?
One of the highlights of this gastronomic tour is a meal at La Llorona. This cozy restaurant has twinkly, star-shaped lanterns on the ceiling, a hand-drawn chalkboard menu, and, most importantly, really, really tasty food. Border tourist Quince Affolter is from Portland, Oregon. She confirms it.
I had the birria, which is a soup that's complex with chilies and delicious beef. I could eat this probably every day.
The upscale menu at La Llorona is not the standard fare found at many Mexican restaurants in the U.S. There's no nacho cheese sauce in sight here. This meal and all of the stops on this tour are focused on challenging stereotypes about Mexico. As it happens, these Americans went on this tour the day after President Trump declared a national emergency to build a border wall. Affolter says it doesn't feel to her like there's an emergency.
Certainly my experience in being here is everything is easy and very normal. It's fun to see the streets so alive.
This border community isn't totally free of crime, though. Last month, U.S. Customs and Border Protection made their largest seizure ever of the drug fentanyl in Nogales. President Trump tweeted his thanks to border agents who made the drug bust, while critics pointed out the bust happened at a legal point of entry, and a border wall couldn't have stopped that. But tour guide LaPierre says when debates over drugs and violence dominate the news about the border, Americans only hear a tiny part of a much bigger story.
We really see this work as being on the front trenches of changing minds about the border region.
Most of the Border Community Alliance's tourists are Arizona snowbirds, retirees from colder parts of the country who spend their winter months in the Southwest. LaPierre wants them to bring what they learn about the border back home.
We basically charge them with the homework that you're now a goodwill ambassador for Mexico because you've had a firsthand experience. So go back to Minnesota or go back to New Hampshire, wherever you live half of the year, and please share with your neighbors.
Another stop on the tour is Cerveceria Argova, a new craft brewery. Andres Vega, the 20-something Nogalense entrepreneur who started the business, says he wants Americans to see his hometown is a great place to visit.
We need to change that perspective from the USA and Mexico. It is so different and difficult, right? But you can come, get really good food and really good beer.
This trip across the border won't be completely hassle-free. To get back into the U.S., the American visitors will have to wait in line, present their passports, and answer custom agents' questions before crossing back through that razor wire-covered gate. This month, the city of Nogales, Arizona, passed a resolution demanding the federal government remove the razor wire, saying their city isn't a war zone or a prison. That's something that's become clear to border tourist Peg Wickliffe, too. At the end of the tour, she says all the anxiety surrounding the border feels misplaced to her.
I mean, it's just like going down the road. I mean, it is going down the road. It's our neighbors. This is our neighborhood. If there wasn't a wall.
After all, she says, it's pretty hard to feel scared of someone once you've sat down for a meal with them. For The World, I'm Catherine Davis Young.